It's Will Catcher here with Ian Bennett. After Nomads Under-19's 5-3 win over Kevin Druids in the Welsh Premier League Development North, Ian, a great win against them, top of the league, Kevin Druids. Does that serve as a bit of a statement for how we can push on for the rest of the season?
Yeah, I think it does. You know, I've said all along throughout the season that, you know, we're a good side, we're a progressing side. Again, look at today, we've got a lot of first years in. Obviously, it helps having the likes of John Rushton, Johnny Spittle and Nathan Wolfe come down for minutes from the first team. You know, appreciate the fact that they come and they are a benefit to us. But you look around the team and you've got young lads in every area of the park. We've got a first year playing centre forward, a first year playing left wing, a first year playing right back. We've introduced two first years in the second half in central midfield. So, you know, we're blooding lads throughout the team, throughout the course of the season. And it's testament to the way they've started the year, really. I mean, we got them back in early. We were in just after New Year. Important to do that properly. We've had, you know, that's our fifth game in just over 8 days. You know, as a group of players, I think we've got to a stage now where we're back to where we were just before Christmas, and, you know, playing some good football. We're switched on, we're sharp. There's still little things, but that's the age of the players. I think, you know, we'll work on them. We've had the game recorded, so we'll go away this week and look at it. But, you know, credit to Kevin Drews, really. I mean, they're at the top of the league and they're there for a reason. You know, every time we asked them the questions there, they answered it straight back, whether it be by applying pressure, by them scoring a goal. You know, Sean's got them well drilled. I know Sean quite well, and he's a decent guy, and the lads are good. They listen, they learn, and, you know, they're well structured. So it was a good challenge for us, it was a good challenge for them. And I thought, you know, on the day, I thought the right team won.
Was that result also sort of just rewards after coming so close to a win against TNS last week, and obviously coming away with a 2-2 draw?
Yeah, you know, we were in on the Monday after the TNS game, and, you know, the lads were still down about the manner of the way we lost the game. It wasn't the fact the manner of the way we'd drawn the game wasn't the fact that we had. I think on most occasions you play TNS, a point's a good result. You know, our programme and their programme quite similar, and we end up playing them on Wednesday as well in the College League. But the way the game went and the way the game panned out, we felt a bit aggrieved the fact of how the game sort of ended as a 2-2 draw. But we worked hard on Monday, worked hard on Tuesday. Another positive performance, if not the result on Wednesday. Worked hard again Thursday, and, you know, got our just rewards today. So it's about reacting from anything, really. And, you know, even after a win today, the boys' feet will be firmly back on the ground tomorrow in preparation for next Sunday against Flint.
Yeah, of course, we go into a big derby away at Flint. Always a competitive game. And and in a really strong position now with that result today, keeping things tight at the top of the table.
Yeah, you know, I've said it all along. Do I think we can win the league? You know, on paper, probably not. We've probably got one of the youngest sort of squads in the league, along with TNS. And playing Flint, I think Flint Connors Key games are notorious for being quite tasty in terms of, you know, it's a good spectacle, and lads on both sides want to win more than anything. It's the biggest game, you know, in our season, in their season, if you like. You know, we'll go into it full of confidence, and rightly so. I think we've performed well today. We've done the right things at the right times. We'll prepare properly, as we always do, and what will be on Sunday. And, you know, if we can get another 3 points, it only puts more pressure on Airbus and Kevin Drews at the top. But more for me, it's just giving lads opportunities to win games in different ways, and playing away at Flint on Sunday will give us different problems than what we had today. It's about finding a way on the day to win the game. So, you know, we'll address it, we'll look at it, and we'll sure as hell give it the best we've got on Sunday.